Hey, it's me, Jaden. Just driving to work, 6 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, not feeling too, I just thought I'd record something on here, because I don't really want to sit in my, I don't know if I've ever said this, you know, because it doesn't pertain to dreams, but my car radio hasn't worked in like 2 years. Probably about 2 years, so I just kind of sit in silence when I drive. But, yeah, I was like, I might as well start yapping just to take my mind off things before work. But I couldn't, for the life of me, remember what I dreamed about last night. So I was thinking, you know, what am I going to talk about on my Dream Journal podcast? I can't just talk about random stuff, or else it would be not a Dream Journal podcast, right? So, what I was thinking was I could maybe do a, like a past dream. Like a, so sometime, well, that's not, a dream from the past that I remember. And I'm not talking, because like sometimes I'll record dreams from like a few days to a week ago that are still sticking with me, and I kind of put it off, and I was like, I need to get this down in audio, because it's not leaving. So this dream probably happened when I was at least before fourth grade, maybe fourth grade or before, because I think my parents were still together, if I remember correctly. But it had to have been when Aragorn came out. But the movie Aragorn had come out around the same time this dream happened, because I know that there was a lot of influence from that in my dream. So I'll explain it, but if you've seen Aragorn, it might be in the books too, but there's a scene where they are, actually it might not be, the like are they called like the Urgers or something, the bad guys. Actually, let me set the scene. So the scene is, they're on like a boardwalk town, like this town that's built above water, like a dock sort of thing, and Aragorn's there, and this like fog sweeps through, and the bad guys show up, and then, you know, there's whatever, a scene. But like my dream, and I, this was going on, this is over 10 years ago, but like 15 years ago, I don't know, I just remember the same scenario happened. I was on this cat, so, but it wasn't like a boardwalk traditionally, it was like thatch, it looked like plant fibers were spun, like twisted together, and that's what made up this boardwalk that I was on. It was very rudimentary, it was very paleolithic. No, it just was old, like, there was no trouble walking on it in the dream, if I remember, but I just remember everything looking old. And then the same thing happens, this fog sweeps in, and then, I don't know. I don't want to leave out details, but there's like the water is really not focused on. It's just murky. It just looks like this black, because as the fog comes in, it's also turning into night. So the water's below us, but there's people that are walking, like there's shops and stuff that are built into this, that are built on top of the boardwalk stuff. And they all start running. And I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, pirates are coming, pirates are here. And I'm like, what? And then I see from like a different angle, almost like a cinematic, like a, I get this, it's not from my own body, but I see this angle of the boats, of these pirate boats, kind of like pulling up in a location, and they like dock, and then like that's it, Like, nobody gets off or anything. And then, like, you just kind of, like, it was a horror. It felt like horror. It was, I hear screaming in the distance, but I can't see anything because it's foggy. And then I'm, like, turning a corner on the boardwalk. And there's this, almost look like a Pirates of the Caribbean character. He was black. He had, like, big dreads with, like, golden earrings. And, like, he had the Jack Sparrow look, kind of. And he had a big, I don't know what kind of, it was a, like a scimitar sword, I guess. And I didn't have anything. I think I was just in my regular clothes. And I was like waving my hands in front of him, like, no, 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 no. And he like walked up to me and just like ran the blade through, like just stabbed me right in the stomach and like pushed it through my stomach. And I was like, just knocked the wind out of me. And then I woke up with, like, not being able to breathe, you know. I kind of start breathing really heavy. Or I wake up, like, you know, just like that. Like, I just woke up. Like, he killed me. And I woke up because, you know, that theory. It's like, you've never died, so how can you dream about dying, sort of thing. But, yeah, I mean, he stabs me in the stomach. I wake up. I'm like, holy shit. Well, I didn't think that. I was, like, horrified. Probably cried a little bit. But... yeah, that dream just stuck with... it was one of the most... I know it's probably happened before, but... it was just so real. It just felt so, like... if, because I felt it in my stomach. Like, I don't know if I was just having, like... maybe a stomach ache or something, but if the place where he stabbed me in my dream, that's where I really felt it. And... I don't know, that just stuck with me as, like, one of those dreams. It's just, like, it just locked in. I don't know. And I remember it every once in a while. And I don't know how much has changed. Because, you know, the idea that whenever you remember something, you're not remembering the specific event. You're remembering it. And so that's how, if you don't keep it exactly the way you remember, like, in your head, that's how things get changed in your head, I guess, if I remember correctly. But I believe that's pretty much how it went. I don't think I added any extra. It was just... The dream just cemented itself in my psyche. And, you know, like I say, let me know what you think that meant. But it was just... yeah, I don't know. I've had dream... like, and it wasn't a reoccurring dream either. This happened one time... never again. And it was, as a kid, you know, you have a nightmare, you're like, I am not going to sleep again. That was terrible. But I ended up falling back asleep, I believe. Never, excuse me. I don't think it ever, I never happened again, but maybe I could do an episode where I talk about a reoccurring dream, just to, if something like this, you know, if I'm, if I need something to talk about while I'm driving to work, I'll maybe do a reoccurring dream one. But, yeah, I have no clue. I don't know if people are... I don't really know how to check if people are leaving comments or anything. I need to check. I would assume not. I get, like, 3 plays a video, but still. But, yeah, I just... You know, if you are listening, maybe, let me know any dreams that you've had that has, stuck with you for years on end. Because there's been other dreams I've had where I've woken up in a similar scenario, like my physical body is being afflicted and it reflects in my dream. So just like that, like, what I'm thinking is that maybe I was having a stomach ache or something, and that's what the feeling of the stab was. Like, oh, I woke up to a stomach ache, but the stomach ache was presented to me in my dream as being stabbed in the stomach. But the, oh, sorry, my phone just flew off my leg. Oh my gosh, it's already, I gotta hurry up, guys, it's almost time to go to work. But it, It did not feel like, when I woke up, it wasn't a stomach ache. It was like, it felt like the place that he hit with the sword was punctured. Like, it felt bad spot. So it might have just been a very specific pain, but, like, I've woken up, actually, I don't know, maybe, yeah, like, stomach aches. I think I've had stomach ache pains or something, and I wake up and I'm, like, the dream, something, I don't know, I used to get really nauseous when I slept, like, or especially in the mornings, I'd be very nauseous. I don't know what was up with me. Maybe that was just me. I used to be very nauseous. Sleeping and nausea was common for me, I think. But like when you fall off something in a dream and you wake up and you jump up, I think it's a similar idea. I used to have those very often, not as much anymore, but kind of when I'm drifting off into sleep now, I don't know, you know, leave a comment about this too, guys. Can you guys sleep on your back? Cause I can't, my body won't let me fall into a deep sleep on my back. And what happens is I always get that jump. I wake myself up and just like kick my legs. I'm like, oh shit. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. I don't even know anymore. But yeah, I'm just parking up. Yeah, I mean, should I start like a, do I need to get, like, a Discord or something, guys? Like, should I get a P.O., or not a P.O. box? Should I get, like, a viewer message thing? Like, are there any viewers out there that would be willing to send in some info? Maybe we could talk about it on the show? I don't know. That might be a good idea, guys. I'm thinking that might be a good fucking idea. Freaking idea. Also, let me know, guys. Should I stop cussing? Leave that in the comments. Should this be a family-friendly show? Let me know, guys. I'll do anything to get some views. Yeah, not really. I don't care. Dude, this morning, freaking, what the fuck am I talking? I'm sorry, guys. I gotta go.